Imagine Dragons, Thunder, Brian and Tricia, Quixie 98.3. He brings the thunder. It's Bobby Thompson. He's here from Glendale Christian Church. But you're sort of like a Glendale city councilman, even though they're not an incorporated town. I mean, like, you guys, the church is kind of the center of a lot there, Glendale Christian Church. There's other churches. Also, the Lions Club. And because of all those people working together, that's how many good things get done in Glendale.
Yeah, absolutely. We tell people all the time, the best way to get involved in Glendale is to be a part of the Lions Club, because the Lions Club meets twice a month on the first and third Thursdays. We meet at the Glendale Christian Church. We always have a meal beforehand. But there is a lot that gets done in town because of works from the Lions Club and community partners to get involved. And you mentioned all the other churches. We talked about that last month when I came on, just Easter stuff coming up. And one of my favorite things that we do in Glendale is we have community events where all the churches come together. We always have a sunrise service for Easter. We do a thing in Christmas time where we do carols in the country, and that's all the church groups come together and sing, and it's just a fabulous time. And so it's great to see all the churches do stuff together in town and really be a part of making the town shine.
Okay, so next Lion Club meeting is coming up next week.
Next Thursday. And we encourage anybody who wants to come be a part of Lions Club. We promote when those meetings are. They start at 6 p.m. If you want to RSVP, you can sign up to get a meal. You can go to on Facebook, or you can just call the Glendale Christian Church office, and we can get you signed up that way as well.
Saturday next week, special event, Mountain Mike's 4th Annual Kids Day.
Absolutely. So this was originally scheduled back in March, and they had to postpone it. But Mountain Mike's Coffee House, if you haven't been there, fabulous little place, great small local business in town. They are hosting their 4th Annual Kids Day from 8 to 4. They're going to have a special frozen drink that you can only get that day. And then all kids are going to get a free lolly stick and animal balloons. And so just come be a part of that. It's just something fun that they want to do for people in the community.
Next Saturday night, a big event, Northern River Wildlife's Born to be Wild Fiesta.
Yeah, you guys have been promoting this, but this is a Glendale thing. Jeff and Mary Key, fabulous people, just do such amazing work, and you guys talk about them all the time, but I don't want to leave them out when we're talking about things happening in Glendale. Nolan River Wildlife is a big part of that. And so next Saturday night, 6:30 p.m., they're having a Mexican buffet. There's going to be a live and silent auction, entertainment by Limestone Creek. This year, it's hosted at the Hardin County Fairgrounds, which is going to be a little bit different than years past, but they gives them a little more space, and it also kind of calms things down for the animals a little bit. Tickets are $75 each, and I know earlier in the week, those numbers, they were starting to sell out of that. And so give them a call if you want to be a part of that so you don't miss out. But definitely check that out. Can I go back? We want to mention, the Lions Club wanted us to mention, every month the Glendale Lions Club for years has recognized the student of the month at East Hardin Middle School. Of course, East Hardin was right there in the heart of Glendale for so long. We still think of them as our community school. And so we recognize the students of the month. And for the month of March, the 6th grade representative was Carly Bingaman, 7th grade was Preston Jordan, and 8th grade was Alexis Foal. And so we recognize those students with a certificate, and then at the end of the year, all of those students go into a drawing, and one student from each grade will receive a $100 gift card from the Glendale Lions Club. So it's just a way to do something nice for our school, our community school.
That's good stuff. A couple of events coming up, Spring Fest and the Car Show.
Absolutely. So I mentioned this last month when I came in. Spring Fest is coming up. It's the third Saturday in May. That's going to be May 18th this year. The official hours for Spring Fest are 9 to 5. The road's going to get shut down about 8 o'clock, so they will shut down Main Street. They just started doing that a couple years ago, kind of like they do for Crossing Festival. But they will shut down Main Street. The Glendale Lions Club is hosting their annual all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. And I'm going to see about maybe getting some tickets to bring in for you guys to do as giveaways or something. But it's a $10 meal, includes all you can eat pancake, sausage, and eggs, and you get a drink. They have tables and chairs set up in the firehouse there at the Glendale Fire Department. That will be from 8 to 11 on that Saturday morning. And then the Glendale Fire Department is going to be hosting their annual car show. $20 entry fee. It's at the Glendale Park, beautiful setting. And all the proceeds from that go to Crusade for Children. So it supports a good cause, and you get to see some amazing cars. It's really cool to see all the cars that show up for that. So the car show is going to be from 9 to 1. Fire Chief Dave Black did want to mention, anybody entering for the car show, they need to come in on 222 east of Glendale because Main Street will be shut down as they're coming in, and so they'll have to come in that way.
Last but not least, since we started doing this, you kind of want to feature something makes Glendale unique, and you've got some stuff for this day.
Absolutely, and a lot of people don't realize, they think of Glendale as just a small little town south of E-Town, but Glendale has a lot of history, and so I love just highlighting some of the things, and I get to work side by side with one of the historians of Glendale, Mr. Mike Bell, and so he always is just feeding me full of information. And so we talked about the community park. The Glendale Community Park was purchased by the Glendale Lions Club in 1978, and they actually used funds from the very first Crossing Festival, which was known as Glendale Days back then. And some people still call it Glendale Days. But they used funds from Crossing Festival to buy the park and fix it up. There's a bell tower in the park, which is a replica of the old, the original bell tower that was at the old Glendale School. And the bell in the bell tower was the original bell from that school. And so there's some neat history there. The Glendale School originally stood where the Glendale Church Sanctuary is now. And that was there from 1867 to 1911. And right near the bell tower in the park is a historical marker commemorating the organization of the first women's suffrage association in the South. And that started in Glendale in 1867. So
that's a fact I never heard.
Yeah. And so that's cool. There's a great plaque right there in the middle of the park in front of the gazebo talking about the women's suffrage movement. And it started, the first time it started in the South was 1867 in Glendale. And so it's really cool to be a part of that history. That marker and the bell tower are displayed right in front of the town gazebo. And a little bit of history about the gazebo, or what'd you call it, Brian?
A gazebo.
Mm-hmm. Gazebo. The gazebo was originally built by Glendale craftsman Sonny Hatfield for the 1976 bicentennial celebration in E-Town. And it originally stood pretty close to where we're sitting right near here at the Quixie Studio.
I had no idea that it was the same one. I know there used to be a gazebo pretty close to where we're sitting.
Yeah, it was built for the bicentennial. They put grandstands up and everything for the parade. And then in 1980, it was donated to Glendale. They had to cut it in half and move it to Glendale. And it's been sitting at the park ever since.
Wow.
And then 2 years ago, thanks to some very generous donations from Blue Oval SK, who was coming in as a new community partner, they said, hey, we want to help. What kind of projects do you need? And we're like, our gazebo needs redone. And so it received a major overhaul 2 years ago, thanks to some funds from that. But the park is owned and operated by the Lions Club. And so the shelters are available for rent. If you have a family get together or something, you can get a hold of the Lions Club, or you can call the Glendale Christian Church and we can get that set up. There's a big playground. The new playground was just renovated a couple years ago with a whole new play thing. I forget how much it meant, how much that cost, but that was donated by the Crossing Festival organization as well.
Thank you, Bobby Thompson. Lots of cool stuff about Glendale. Go check them out.
Yeah, anytime. Come on down.
We are Quixie 98.3.